A lot of people are surprised to learn there was a Battle of Lake Erie, but it was one of the most important victories in U.S. naval history. It happened during the War of 1812. The British Navy controlled the Great Lakes and could rapidly move troops and supplies. So the Americans built a fleet of ships at Erie, Pennsylvania, to challenge the British on Lake Erie. Walter Ripka is senior captain of the modern-day replica of the brig Niagara.
The battle was fought about 10 miles west of Put-in Bay, Ohio. The Americans had 9 vessels under the command of Oliver Hazard Perry. The British had 6 vessels under command of Robert Harriet Barclay.
Dr. David Curtis Gaggs is author of biographies of both William Henry Harrison and Oliver Hazard Perry.
The British cannot resupply either their Indian allies or themselves in the Detroit River once Perry is on the lake. And so it is they who come out to fight. Perry is waiting at Put-in Bay, and on the morning of the 10th of September, 1813, begins to work his way towards the British squadron.
Perry needed to get in close range to the British fleet. The British, with their long guns, could shoot farther. So as Perry was approaching the British line, they started to fire on Perry and his flagship, the Lawrence.
Sue Judas is the chief of interpretation at Perry's Victory and International Peace Memorial. She says the Lawrence was named in honor of Captain James Lawrence, who was killed in a naval battle earlier in the War of 1812. It was Lawrence who told his men, "Don't give up the ship," a motto that Oliver Hazard Perry adopted for his battle flag. The British fleet battered the Lawrence to pieces because the other American brig, the Niagara, did not join the battle. Yet somehow Perry survived.
He pulled down his battle flag, which had the words, "Don't give up the ship," jumped into the little cutter, and sailed across to the Niagara.
Perry's transfer is one of the best-known episodes in U.S. naval history. His motto flag was, "Don't give up the ship." In the eventuality, the only way to win the battle was to give up the ship and go to the next one. The real motto was, "Don't give up."
Perry took command of the undamaged Niagara and captured the entire British fleet. He later wrote to General Harrison, "We have met the enemy, and they are ours. 2 ships, 2 brigs, 1 schooner, and 1 sloop." 100 years after the battle, Perry's Victory and International Peace Memorial was built at Put-in Bay, a 352-foot granite column that towers over Lake Erie. Susie Cooper of the Lake Erie Islands Historical Society.
Perry's Victory and International Peace Memorial was built not only to designate this area as the site of the Battle of Lake Erie during the War of 1812, but also it is a peace memorial to celebrate the peace between the United States and Canada. It's also a gravesite because the officers that died in the War of 1812, Battle of Lake Erie, were moved from our park to that location in 1913.
Put-in Bay is accessible from the Ohio mainland by ferry boat from Catawba, Sandusky, and Port Clinton. From the shores of Lake Erie, I'm Greg Tye.